I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Damn, your eye is fucked up.
I got peppermint oil in my fucking eye, dude.
You got Lena Dunkums on the brain, dude.
Fucking LeMaire's leaving us for Lena Dunkums, dude.
LeMaire is a Lena Dunkums writer. It's just like, I wrote a brunch scene. Fucking Lena Dunkums must have loved it, dude.
Dude, I can't believe Lena Dunkum is your boss, dude.
And the guy kept it open for us. Like, it was supposed to close at 10. We stayed there till like 1 with this old dude from Alabama. He's the fucking man.
Yeah.
But then we were eating. We got high. And I got into the... Beezer's just on his fucking phone. I got into this television show.
While you're at the bar, you're saying?
No. Okay. We got back to the room. So I'm watching this TV show called The Industry.
Yeah.
It's on, I think, HBO. I was watching it. I was so fucking into it. It's about all these interns. Like working hard to get this job in this finance. I don't even remember what the fuck it was. I don't know what I was watching. But the main character is this black chick. And I started to get hints of like how woke it was. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, the closing scene of the episode is this black chick after she's doing well, like overlooking the city of London, like in this incredible glass apartment. And it's playing like cool music. And like while I was watching, I was high as fuck. And I was like, is this gay as fuck? Like, I was like, is this gay as fuck? That was what I started to ask. Because I was so into it. And then I was like, holy shit, is this gay? And then right when I said to myself, is this gay? The credits came on like fast. It was like directed by Lena Dunkels.
Dude, how did you
I started to scream laughing. I was sitting there like,
you got Dunkels?
Is this a gay show I've ever seen or did I love this? And then it goes directed by Lena Dunkels. I was like, oh. And I had been silent the whole episode. And then as soon as directed by Lena Dunkels came out, I was like, ah! And Beezer was like, what? Dude? He got scared.
Beezer, he was just looking at like playing South Park. He was like, what about Dunkels?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Being like and it was genuinely, because I went through the whole episode being like, this shit rules. And the soundtrack, I don't know, it fucking ruled. I think I was just very high.
Sure.
But... the show could be good. I've seen it once and I loved it. So I'm not backing down.
Lena Dunkums is stepping on Trump's toes, a little business show.
Yeah. Lena Dunkums. And then it's directed by Lena Dunkums. And I was like, I'm so fucking gay. Dude, I had a bowl of tricks last night at 1 a.m.
Did you really?
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
It is tight. Just eating to the point of like a where you're like, oh, God damn, I shouldn't have had this. I shouldn't have had
get
that.
Hurt before bed. I was not wrong about the industry. Since I announced the Lena Dunkums show, that was actually good.
I was wondering. I saw the
It's good, bro.
Is it good?
I watched the next two episodes.
Dude, I saw the commercial for
I'm
that,
into it.
And I was like, there's no way you're watching this. I saw the commercial.
I'm into
I was like,
it.
Oh, my God. That fucking... There must have been DMT in that Rice Krispie treat, dude.
No, I'm into it. No, it wasn't just that. I'm into all of them.
Good.
Every episode. I like it.
Dude, what I'm trying
All it takes, though, is just synth. You know, synth, the music, like...
Yeah, for sure.
It's all it takes. If that's playing in the background of any... Like, I'm literally watching people work in an office.
Yeah.
That's the show, but there's synth in the background, so I'm like, this is fucking
so
awesome.
So there's like sinister aspects of the office, or what's the synth kind of communicating?
The synth, am I saying that?
Like a synthesizer.
Like the 80s music.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's all it
takes.
Oh, like,
so it's like,
yeah, like cool fucking music, dude.
I thought you were talking about like a...
No, not like ominous organ music, no. Yeah. No, it's like, it's like Stranger Things had it in the intro. Yeah. That type of music. Just give me that. I don't care what the show is. This is literally a Lena Dunkum show about people working. Although she doesn't have anything to do with it, really.
She's just like a...
I think she directed the first episode.
Okay.
And that was it. But show rules.
What's,
first
what's,
episode might have been the best episode.
Give me the
Dunkum's rules, dude.
Dunkum's slaps,
Dunkum's, yo. You get bought into the industry long enough, you actually get some talent. And Dunkum's has it.
You think Dunkums has what it
finally
has
Dunkums
what
has what it takes, dude.
You think the
she's so
what's,
derogues,
it, what's it
dude.
Called again?
The industry.
You think the industry is the thing that made?
I think it's her what, finest work.
What's the? Well, here's the thing too.
I might have to watch Girls. Dude, I never watched Girls.
I tried. I remember.
I think it'll drive
good.
Me. I'll go.
Good
nuts.
Friend of the show, Mecky Leeper, was telling me like Girls.
Yeah,
he was saying
it?
This the one time, and I was like,
best friend of the show, Mecky Leeper.
He loves the show. I was
can't get enough of the show.
Big one of our biggest conservative proponents.
Very conservative. Behind the scenes, extremely racist.
So he was telling me, he's like, no, actually, Girls is pretty good. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. I remember my first reaction was like, I was going to punch
him. You had that. It's a gut reaction.
Yeah. You're not allowed to like that shit. He's like, no. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'll be open-minded. I'll go back and give it a look. I think it starts with someone getting like their ass eaten or something. So I was like, all right, maybe the kid's got a point.
Yeah, I think the first episode is Brian Williams' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from the news. Isn't his name Brian Williams? Mm-hmm. Isn't that his daughter that gets her ass eaten?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Is that the first episode? Because I've seen that. I've seen that scene.
Yeah, that's. I think it's the first one. Someone else told me.
B. Willie's daughter was getting her ass eat.
Gotcha.
You know I had to peep that.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I got into like three episodes, and I was like, no, peace or wrong. This is pretty bad.
Yeah, I was, but again, Mika Dunkums was young when he watched that.
Mika Dunkums.
Mika Dunkies.
And you could get pussy back then. You could be like, actually, I like girls, and some girl would
Yeah,
be
but
like,
it wasn't just, I don't know. I remember there was a wistful period in my early 20s mm-hmm. where I was very whimsical.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
I went through a gay phase myself, so I understand. I was walking around listening to like Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
In my headphones.
I like them too, yeah.
In December.
That's why you like all that synth, dude. That's why you like that synth.
The Dunkums infested me with that back then. If something, and the synth rules. I was excited last night knowing I had to drive here today, knowing I could blast synth on the way. I listened to it for like 1 minute and I was like, this shit stinks. But
so what's it about? Like, what's the show about?
It's about interns.
Yeah.
So they're all college students. They're all college grads.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get placed in this office. And a bunch of them, you get fired. If, like, it's just an internship.
Yeah.
And it's just them just hustling, grinding.
Yeah,
different
sure.
ways to. There's a beautiful, my Turkish princess is in it.
Really?
Oh, I love her. Me and her.
What'd she do in the show?
She sluts out.
What?
She has to slut to get ahead, dude.
Damn, really?
Kind of.
Is she?
She has some slut
scenes. Slut, so she has a
well,
slut
she
out.
She goes very womanly. Her approach to get in with the office is to like get everybody coffee in the morning, get lunch for everybody, like, and the black chick's very like, I'm just gonna fucking kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can stop me. The white dude is like, I'm gonna party with everybody. So I mean, they stereotypically got that pretty correct.
Yeah.
Just the white dude's like, I'm gonna do fucking coke with everyone in it. And the black chick's like, I'm gonna grind my ass. It's fucking good, dude. It's Dunkums, dude. The show is Dunkums.
True. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of the thing of just like negging people for stuff they like. Like I walked, I gotta stop. Dude, my family has a hard problem with this, man. Like
I don't think. Hold on, though. I can't. There's no way I can watch girls if I go back. I think I remember seeing a scene where Dunkums was getting boned by Adam Driver, and I was like, this must be art.
The problem, I think my problem with girls is it triggers my PTSD of having sex with girls that look like Lena Dunham. My PTSD of having sex with girls that look like
Lena
Dunham.
Oh, a bunch of Dunhams?
So I see that scene, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, I start feeling like I'm in Westchester. I'm like, shit, fuck.
That's exactly where I got mine, too.
Yeah.
Westchester must be, there's something going on there.
It's like the meteor rocks in Smallville, dude. In Westchester, it's just like you fucking light beer. There's like calcified light beer fragments that glow in frat houses. The girl passes out and hits her head on. You got to see Smallville, dude. I mean, this is like fucking.
Yeah, I've been in there. I've been captured by whatever that is in Westchester.
I've been captured by Dunkums in Westchester a couple times.
Yeah, dude. There's also a small alcove in Elon in North Carolina as well that'll get you.
There's Dunkums on every university, yeah. Dude. I'm a bit of a Dunkum connoisseur, dude.
True.
I've always prided myself on that. Just
prided yourself on being able to take down any Dunkums that comes your way.
For sure. And then show
with
them
no
off.
No shame.
Show them off, too.
Brag about your Dunkies.
I brag about Dunkums hard, dude. People would do that all the time in college. Be like, check this chick out. And I'd be like, check out this Dunkums.
I'm still on that. I'm still on that where I'm like, yo, check this chick
out. You
got to
get some Dunkums, dude.
I got to start bragging about
Dunkies.
That's
the first page of the Kama Sutra. It says you have to practice your lovemaking skills on people who might not be that exciting to you. So you can become an excellent lovemaker on Dunkums. And it's in the Kama Sutra. Kind of fucked up, to be honest. But, you know.
In the Kama Sutra, it's like, yo, fuck some
Find
ugly people
Dunkums.
So you're focused on your own sexuality?
No, it's like so you can practice your moves so that like you don't just like see like the hottest bae of your life, someone you just want to like just start serenading with all your boys immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to you have to just like practice on a Dunkums.
Yes.
Like especially the weird pretzel position.
I think I've been the Dunkums. I think a lot of girls have practiced on me, dude.
Don't give us your fucking pity laugh,
Don't
Noah.
You dare, Noah. You fucking liar. You too, the raccoons, dude. You're just here for your hot dogs. I know you too. Just waiting for your dogs. Where are we at time-wise on this? That log might have sent the episode into orbit. Yes.
We knew it, dude.
Yes. Wow, that's called a bad episode coming right in your ass. Sometimes when you make too much content, shit starts to suck.
I swear by your girl login, dude.
Girl, your girlfriend or wife.
True.
Crapping out.
Partner, excuse me.
One of your sexual partners craps at a party. If my sexual partner, if any one of my partners crapped at a party, I'd leave them there.
You think you would ditch him at the party?
I would say you have to go home. They'd say, we have to leave. I crapped my pants. I'd say, pardon me? Who's we? What, do you have a mouse in your pocket?
Or do you have a fucking log?
Oh, yeah. What, do you have a log in your pocket? I don't know who we is. It's home time.
Imagine if they made fucking a show like Euphoria, where like they had like this serious pressing.
Yeah, like cool.
there's like the trans chick. There's the fucking girl who's like bipolar, and then like one of them shows up. And is like, I logged in my face.
That'd be the biggest.
Produced by Drake, dude.
That'd be the biggest storyline. Like that would be the biggest hardship. One girl's like, I'm addicted to like fentanyl. One's tranny, yeah. Transgender. Transgender hot teen. Pardon me.
Excuse me.
So I'm sorry I mislabeled the sexualized teen on HBO. Sorry about
Drake
that.
Drake opened her eyes to Thank you. Like, oh, I didn't know they made hot young teen underage trans. That's fucking sick, dude.
They certainly did though.
Oh, and they fuck old dads?
They made that one.
I don't know.
She was made in heaven, dude.
True.
Yep. Heaven spent a little more time on her. You know?
True.
I remember seeing that. That was a trap, dude. That was a good trap. Euphoria laid some traps.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, these are all high school chicks. I was like,
yeah, dude.
Cautious. I was like, Indiana Jones taking the. They're like, these are all high school chicks. You're not allowed to think they're hot. I was like, I bet you I can.
that was Drake's passion project. He's like, it's not about the
Drake issue. And Duncombs are the two best directors this year. True. In the last 2 years, Drake was last year,
and the award Duncombs, goes to Lena Duncombs.
And the award for best directorial debut of a gay show that tricked me into enjoying it is Lena Duncombs. And the award goes to Lena Duncombs.
Oh, fuck. Usually the things come out like, you know, like 8, 5, 6 years later. But like rushing to production and being like, here, we're going to cover a current event and do like a, you know,
unsolved. But the whole thing was about like Russia getting him elected.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what has Russia gained? Now that there's some time between now and 2016.
Yeah.
Like, was Trump an FBI, like a not an FBI, a fucking Russian. Like, what did Russia get out of the last 4 years of Trump? Like, well, did anything good happen for them?
Well, from their, like...
I don't know.
True. Well, if you read about the, what the fuck's it called? Like, the informational warfare, that the idea is for other countries to, like, start dividing populations from outside to, like, find little things.
Yeah, they did cover that. They were like, they did split us in half pretty good.
Yeah, it was, you know...
Nice.
Pretty nice.
Good for them. Big win for the Ruskies.
I mean, you know, every now and again, you know, we'll have the...
So, Lena Duncombs, Alana Glazer, those types of girls.
Yeah, Lena Duncombs.
Russian assets.
Big time.
Absolutely dividing the population.
Yeah, or you're just in Russia and you're like, I just want to make these guys fight and fuck each other over. But I don't know. I mean, you know, then again, it's like, who the fuck? Who knows, man?
But fun times.
That is a bit... I do see, again, I've said before, that there was a guy who came and claimed he started the AIDS thing. That, like, the government... Russian guy got... He, like, defected, and he was like, yeah, that was us. We started that. It's like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're like, dude, we're propagandized into a fucking oblivion.
For sure. Yeah, I know that. I mean,
you turn off the news, and then you're like, what do I have to watch? And it's like, here's the James Comey story, and you're like, oh, sweet, thanks.
Yeah. And then, like, they're showing it to you as if certain things did happen, like accusations. Like, they show flashes of Trump and two prostitutes in Russia pissing on a bed.
Tight.
Like, where they're like, this did happen.
Yeah.
Like, here's the true story. And you're, like, watching it. And then, like, I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, that must have happened.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah, of course, dude.
It's like, yo, it's in the movie. I saw it.
I mean, dude, they also, if you read another news source, they're like, oh, we've proved definitively that actually that whole Russiagate thing was a conspiracy. And in all honesty, that Biden and his son actually did this. And then they're like, no, they were totally undocumented.
Yeah,
so it's
like,
you just have two alternate realities going on at the same time right now. And every now and again, everyone gets riled up and they see each other and they're like, let's fucking fight to prove who's... It's fucking religion. It's like back in the day, it was like, God's this, no, God's that. And then people would meet and kill each other. And then whoever won, you know. It's just it's their view of reality, and people are trying to fight to make it right. And it's like,
I didn't realize the piss bed was on where Michelle and Barack would stay in the hotel where when they visited Russia.
Oh, really?
That's where Trump was, allegedly.
Yeah.
And that's where he had two hookers piss on him on a bed.
And then Michelle?
That was Michelle and Barack's bed.
What?
Which, as soon as I heard that, I was like, all right, this is becoming very believable because he is a fucking monster. Let's piss on their beds. Like, just, you know, that was immediately, I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
True.
I thought the accusation was he was just getting pissed on. I had no idea it had anything to do with them.
I've seen, you know, I'm not going to be specific. I've seen Bays eat, like, concerning amounts of sugar to the point where I'm like, dude, you're going to die.
Well, that's it. Like, it's not like I'm, like, Mr. fucking health. I mean, she lives with me. She sees me fucking crushed, dude.
She sees you eat the
trick. She sees me eat, like, 3 steaks. Like, crazy amounts of
that's
food.
That's healthy, though.
But I'm like, yo, you know sugar's bad for you?
Yeah.
Like, that's all. That's the extent. Like, fuck you. I didn't eat any sugar. I'm like, I just watched you get a milkshake.
Yeah, man.
Stop getting milkshakes.
Dude.
And then it's just a Dunkum's battle, dude. It's two Dunkums. Clash of the Dunks. Clash of the Dunkums in the Chevy Cruze, dude. Just battling as to who eats more sweet treats.
Dude. Oh, my God.
And she's got a point. And, yeah, I got to stop. Like, if one time she came out, she was with my niece and nephew. They were watching Trek.
Mm-hmm.
She came out of the back room where she came out. Dunkles. Shrek was in the back with the kids. She came out while we're watching a fucking game. She comes out and she's like, the kids want you to watch this. Did I tell you this already?
No.
She's like, and I'm sorry I'm crushing her on this because I know she listens. She came out. She was like, the kids want everybody to watch this Halloween Shrek clip.
Yeah.
We need to find it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do the kids want us to watch this? Fucking the 2-year-old was like, hey, we got to go show these guys this funny clip just watched. Or did you like it and you want to show us?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, bah, bah, bah. Like, just an instant fight. And I'm like, just admit you want us to see it. That's all. And say, hey, everybody, watch this clip.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the kid wants you to see this.
So you're just in service of the truth.
I can't stand the fucking horse feeding when it comes to just like, don't. And then she would sell it. She'll sell the show. She'll be like, it's so funny. You got to fucking see this thing. You're like, you watch this. Wait till you see this. I'm like, dude, just say you want us to see
it. Dude, it sounds sweet, dude.
It was nice, but I need the truth.
Cop up.
I said, just admit you want us to watch the Shrek thing. Then, you know, the family gets involved. They're like, Shane, shut the fuck up. Stop antagonizing your sister. And I'm like, I can't shut the fuck up. I'm like, well, I just wanted to fucking just admit it. And then like 10 minutes later, I'll be like, just admit it. So, Coward Hour.
So, yeah.
Lemaire. Yes. Quit fucking around on your phone. Lemaire.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel?
I forgot, man.
About your show being commandeered. He took the Xbox. Nick took the Xbox.
Yeah.
Dare I say appropriated.
He commandeered your show.
It was kind of my idea, too. I guess in retrospect, I tricked Crick into moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I tricked him into Philly.
Right, yeah.
That's funny.
That's what you have to do with that guy.
Yeah.
You have to trap him.
Yeah, because I listened to, I would like listen to Coward Hour while I was living in my car in LA, and I was like, this is funny, but.
Damn. You got heisted by a homeless dude.
You were a homeless dude in LA that was like, this is my favorite podcast. I should just bring this out here and replace Lemaire. So wait, you guys had was Coward Hour originally a podcast?
It was a show first, and then we turned it into a podcast.
And then he went out west and took the podcast with him.
He went out California way.
He went California.
California way, yeah.
And he struck gold with this homeless.
Yeah, he struck gold with the homeless man.
And he left you behind. Now you're just a lowly
now I'm just
minion.
A producer.
Well, you should have been like, you should have took half the title.
You should have took the royalties.
No, they should only be able to call it The Coward.
Right. Oh, that's kind of artsy. I like that.
If you split, you get The Hour, and they get The Coward podcast. Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Are you better off without them? Or was that your one shot in showbiz?
I wouldn't say better off without them, but like, I'm doing all right. Like, I'm okay.
True, you got Lena Dunkums.
Yeah, fucking true. You got a bunch of Dunkums. You should. If I were you, I'd work my fucking ass off to buy the rights of Coward Hour. Or just start a new one. Just call it Coward Hour.
True, and always wear those
shirts. And you have to wear those shirts and never explain it.